Good morning and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good morning, Sherry. Sherry?
Good morning, Ashwini.
Oh, there you are.
I was muted.
You were muted. Shall we jump in with our assignment from yesterday?
Yes,
this is one of our favorites.
Yes.
Although today comes even closer.
Yeah.
O snail climbed Mount Fuji, but slowly, slowly. Today, go at your own pace, the pace that brings you peace. Being out of step with life is stressful, which is why the voices want to keep us in a conversation of so much to do, so little time to do it. Take a page from the snail that climbs Mount Fuji. Find your rhythm as you go about your daily tasks, and above all, practice enjoying the journey. Perhaps the snail travels slowly because it's enjoying the journey. Well, here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry. Hi, Ashwini. It's Sri Devi.
Hey, Sri Devi.
I just have to tell you, I loved this assignment because it, in the way that life works, it came in so perfectly yesterday because I just happened to start a brand new workout routine yesterday after having not worked out in quite some time, and I watched all of the voices come in with the opinions of where I should be and how fast I need to get there, and oh my God, where were you a year ago? How could you let you go so well? So much, and then this quote showed up, and it was beautiful because it was just that moment of being where I was, accepting that moment, and finding out how can I actually enjoy this journey I'm on now and not compare it to the journey I was on 2 years ago or where I was before. So it was just a really beautiful life providing exactly what I needed in that moment.
Oh, good. Yeah, because with what you're describing, what we know from our experience is those voices are there to make sure you fail, not that you succeed, right? So the voices would have you do a workout that would put you on the injured reserve list for at least a week and then beat you up for having overdone. And again, another story about if you weren't in such awful shape, if you hadn't let yourself go, this wouldn't be happening. It's just an endless cycle, isn't it? There's that snail just making its way, just little, you can't say step by step, but if it had little feet, just making its way, sure and steady.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that's really beautiful about it, and I was watching this as I was doing this exercise yesterday, is if I'm in a conversation about where I should be or how I should be kicking higher or running faster, whatever it would be, I'm actually not able to appreciate what's happening in that moment and what, number one, being able to focus on how to be there and be as thoughtful about how I'm using my body so I don't injure myself, and number two, actually appreciating what my body is doing right now. And I think that also is that reminder of, you know, because I know what it was like to get to the quote-unquote magic weight that I was before, and I actually remember I got there, and the voices were still there beating me up. So, you know, just having that. You know, I guess it's that, you know, when I think about this quote and that snail and it's the top of the mountain and they're there, realizing that, well, I don't know what there looks like. I don't know what there is at this age and at this place and where I am in my life. So maybe not to focus on the there, but focus on the here.
Yeah, exactly. Because when you said that, I thought, there's the little snail, made it to the top of Mount Fuji, and then what's left? You're going to turn around and go back down. So truly, if you're not having a good time, there's nothing to look forward to, right? The only thing we really have actually to look forward to is here. And that's the thing that we're constantly talked into missing.
So thank you so much. Just a wonderful, wonderful thing to sit with throughout all of yesterday. I loved it. Thank you.
Oh, good. Good. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sri Devi. Yes, Sherry, it's just so wonderful to just be here for whatever here is in the journey.
Yeah.
Instead of looking to, oh, my God, I have to get to the top of the mountain. And then from the top of the mountain, oh, my God, I have to get all the way down. How am I ever going to do it?
Yeah, it's just such a beautiful image, isn't it, of we're not going anywhere. We're just not going anywhere. So there's that little snail, back and forth until it dies of old age. If it's not having a good time,
Yeah. Well, and that getting, you know, that it's so obvious when we talk about it from that perspective, how where I've been and where I'm going are both stories.
And the thing that Sridevi made so clear, which is the whole point of it, is for me not to be where I am, having my life, not enjoying what my body is doing now, not appreciating that, not cheering it on, and really having a good time as a human being in a physical form, right? This is not good enough. I'm getting somewhere. I'm being compared to the past. I'm being compared to a future. And I miss my life.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so hard for us to get. We hear it. We hear it all the time. This is it. You know, we all know that intellectually. But we don't live it, or we so rarely live it. No, this actual moment, this, you were saying to me recently, talking about this breath in my lungs right now, this is it. This is my life.
All right, here's our next caller. You are now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, Sherry and Ashwini. It's Beth in Denver.
Oh, hello, Beth.
I had
what
so
are
much
you up
fun
to?
Practicing non-urgency is to me what that quote was about yesterday, of just waking up and giving the human permission, or giving myself, I don't know how I want to say it, having permission
mm-hmm.
to just, I mean, kind of like everything you've been saying, just be in the day with whatever pace life puts there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because, again, when you said that, I thought how tragic it would be for that little snail to be urgent.
Yeah.
All because it can't go any faster, right? And all that's going to happen is a bunch of anxiety. And can't we see ourselves in that?
Yes. And what dropped in when you said that was how it blends with that snowflake image. You know, you are where you are, and there's nowhere you have to go, and there's nowhere you should have been, and so you get to just be, again, just what you're saying, be here.
And
it was just so relaxing.
Yeah, it's so relaxing. And it's very active, isn't it? You know, the voices of egocentric karmic conditioning self-hate would, you know, to the degree that they can, be in the background going, but that's so passive. I mean, how are you ever going to get anything done? What's going to happen? Everybody's just snowflaking and snailing around through life. How is that? But the point is we are moving at the speed of life. Right? We are in sync with life, which is the whole being where we are.
Absolutely, and the oxymoronic thing, at least to conditioning, is that so much more is actually accomplished without the whip of conditioning saying, I have to get things done. It's just, it's done from a place of just being, right, and now there's this, and just this very kind of, I don't want to say measured, but just a very...
In sync.
in sync way of moving. And then I look back on the day and I go, oh my gosh, you know, that mm-hmm. was wonderful. Everything got done and more usually. And I never felt, you know, urgent or
pushed. Yeah, yeah, urgent, anxious. Yeah. And yeah. The kind of the scientific reason behind that, of course, is that contrary to the popularity of multitasking while it lasted, we can only attend to one thing at a time. So if I'm attending to a conversation in my head, I am not where my body is. And I can't be attending to urgency and beatings and that sort of thing and be present to what it's possible to be doing in this moment. There's a very real reason for it that isn't just, you know, some awareness practice made up nonsense.
Yeah, exactly.
It's scientific.
It makes me think, you know, that conditioning put the biggest bamboozle over society by convincing us that we could multitask.
Oh, exactly so. Because it's so perfect for ego. Oh. I feel really busy, which translates into I'm very important. Am I getting anything done? No, not actually. But nobody could convince me of that because I'm so busy. I must be really productive. I must be accomplishing a lot because, well, look at how I feel.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, of course, the voices beat us up for not doing more. My God, you're so busy, and yet what are you accomplishing? You should be accomplishing much more.
Yeah. The image that came to my mind was that Chinese finger trap or whatever that
yes.
game was.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah. So. The more you pull, the tighter it gets. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you.
Urgency and frantic and hysterical and beatings actually doesn't equal accomplishment, and that's the kind of thing we really have to prove to ourselves, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm so grateful to have that opportunity yesterday to see again, to experience again. Right. Relaxation makes for a very happy person and for accomplishing many things on the will-do list.
Yes. Yeah, will do. I like that. Want to do list, huh? These are the things in my life I want to do.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think I got that
all
from
right.
you.
Just... Oh, good. Oh, that's very good then.
Okay.
Yeah, very good. All right. Thanks, Beth.
Goodbye.
Thanks, Beth.
Thank you, Shwini.
I love that, Sherry. The thing that really stood out for me in that conversation is how we are so familiar with the feeling of being busy and having to do mm-hmm. something and feeling pressured. That's how ego feels. And so when we do relax, it feels there's a sense of discomfort in mm-hmm. that ability to be present. And it feels like there's something missing simply because we're registering the experience as being different. Like there's uh-huh. not that cortisol pumping in our system and the familiarity of ego. And so that dissatisfaction is used mm-hmm. again by conditioning to drive us out of relaxation instead of allowing for that experience to become our natural state again.
Yeah. 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 So if I'm really relaxed, then the ego is sending a signal that I'm not performing at the level I could be. I'm not working up to my potential, right? And so as soon as I tense up and my stomach goes into a knot, now I'm getting the signal that I'm the right person. So that's a lot of conditioning that we need to untie, right, so that we can realize that actually the most effective, efficient way to be is completely relaxed and focused.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Well, here's our next caller, and I'm surprised because I actually discovered a whole page of callers that I hadn't seen. So next caller, you're not looking there.
Good morning, Sherry. Good morning, Ashwini. Virginia here.
Hello.
Hey, Virginia.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good, good. How are you?
Excellent. What's
Great.
Going on?
Well, I'm just joining the game, I guess. Yeah, putting myself in the game, I guess.
There you go.
Yeah, by being in the queue, which is really exciting. Mm-hmm. And now I'm blank, sort of.
Here we are. Here we are, yeah. Now what?
Yeah, exactly. Delighted to be here. Like, I really am. And I'm going to say a general thing about our project, Joy, Sherry, is I at first noticed there was a lot of pushback to Project Joy and even just feeling joyful. Even though I recognize I'm not a joyless person, but it was crowded out by so much other stuff. And I'm very grateful for these daily calls and assignments, even though at first there was some reluctancy and some resistance. And now I've been working. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to underline what you're saying. Yes, of course. You know, ego does not enjoy joy. It is a negativity system designed to keep our attention on what's wrong. So you're going to, you know, we want to spend a year focused on joy? I don't think so.
Yeah, that's exactly what was the messaging from the conditioning. And I started with my coach making a recording every day on, I spent 5 minutes focusing on looking for joy in my life and then recording about it at the end of the day where I found joy or where joy appeared.
Mm.
And it's amazing how almost just about everything, really everything, let's say, could be joyful, could be seen through the eyes of joy if one is looking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So go ahead.
Well, in fact, we suspect, I suspect, I bet you do too, that is sort of the authentic nature of life, what we call joy, you know,
right.
Exuberance, energy.
Yeah.
We divide life up when we're in conditioning into things I like and things I don't like. So with weather, you know, people call weather vicious and violent and angry and all of these kinds of things, but if we just didn't have those opinions, we could call it excited, exuberant,
yeah.
Enthusiastic, right? It's just, it's a lot of energy.
Yeah.
We could call it joyful. There's a
yeah.
huge, there's a hurricane. What if instead of angry and violent, we saw that as joyful? Doesn't it kind of look like the weather is really having a good time?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And also when I'm looking for joy, everything seems joyful. I mean, you know,
yeah.
It's fun. You know, it's funny this morning, well, so I'll just finish off this one little thought that if I can remember what the thought was, well, it doesn't matter. So I was this morning there was thinking going on, and I noticed a thought that said something like, you're doing so much better with Project Joy, or you're doing so much better in your life. And I caught it, and it was like, I'm not doing better. I mean, there's no better to do. You know, I'm
uh-huh.
What I realized was I'm just practicing being, you know, conscious, compassionate awareness, or being joy or looking for joy. I'm just being with what's, like, already here. I'm not doing better. There's no better to get to.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, well, and you saw the setup in it, right? Because
right.
if you're doing better today, you can do worse tomorrow.
Right.
Right? As soon as we get pulled into that dualistic orientation of conditioned mind, you know we're not going to be doing better for very long.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly,
mm-hmm.
And that's how it has been framed up for me, you know, from historically, that's how it, well, that's the content portion. It can always be better or worse.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, always being compared. Always being judged against
exactly.
these standards that until we really start paying attention, we don't even know what the standards are. So you're doing better.
Right.
As compared to what?
if compared to what, right. And also,
yeah.
Sherry, that's only possible when I focus on content, like I'm doing it or I'm
yes.
not doing it. And anyway,
yes.
that's another conversation, and I don't want to take up too much time, except just to say that the focusing on the joy has started very naturally and organically to infuse my life, or to take the veil off of the joy that has already always been there.
Yes, yes, to help us recognize what is there underneath all of that, all of those layers of negativity that is egocentric, karmic conditioning, self-hate. We're peeling that away, and as we peel it away, what we find underneath is not a cesspool that ego would tell us we're going to find,
right.
but joy, peace,
right.
contentment,
yeah, yeah.
happiness, yeah, gratitude, fun.
Yes. Yeah. Fun,
mm-hmm.
yeah,
mm-hmm.
and possibility.
And possibility, yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you,
so
Virginia.
Thank you both. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Virginia.
Thanks, Sasha.
It's another version of that old snail climb Mount Fuji slowly or slowly, because it is about alignment, right, Sherry? So as soon as we align to the pace of life, what we experience is joy. It is
yes.
the conditioned layer on top of it that causes us to be off alignment and not experiencing the joy of the journey.
Yes, yes, yeah. We turn our attention to something else and we miss the joy because we're not here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's very simple what we're attempting. We're just mm-hmm. overcoming mountains of karmic conditioning in order to do it, but it's really very simple. It's dropping everything and being here. When
mm-hmm.
when we're here, with our attention is here where we are, our life is complete.
Exactly so. Well, I'm going to try to get a couple more callers then, Sherry. Here's our
good,
next caller.
Good.
You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Laura from Hawaii.
Well,
hey,
hello, Laura.
Hi.
Aloha.
I was just listening to the call and noticing how the birds are so joyful outside. It's like they're having this huge breakfast convention or something. It's anyway, just loving their joy. And the other thing that I really love is that snail. I just hung out with that snail all day yesterday. And what I discovered was how spacious time is when I'm not engaged in conversations. And by noon, I wasn't sure if it was Tuesday or Wednesday because I thought, it's just been such a huge morning filled with being present that maybe I've skipped a day.
Yeah. Surely all this could not have happened in one day.
Yes, that was exactly yeah. it. Exactly
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was relaxed and easy and gentle and everything that I needed to get done, everything that was on my want-to-do list got done in such a kind way.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing that happened when I wasn't engaged in the ongoing, often below the surface, prattle of conditioning was there was a lot more time for life to drop in ideas and insights and just mm-hmm. reminders.
Mm-hmm. So you felt supported as well
oh.
as joyful and spacious.
Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah.
we talk about that if you want to live a long time, be present. And that's exactly what you're pointing out. That one day to which we are fully present, it feels like a week.
when we're really present, here we are the first part of April, and last Christmas seems like several years ago. When we're not present, we look back, and it seems like Christmas was last week, right? Because we weren't here for the time that passed.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's wonderful.
So that,
in all those ways, right? It's spacious. You have lots of time in your life, and you have that support, that feeling of connection with life, and the insights, the guidance that's offered in every moment. So you don't have to look to conditioned mind to find out what to do and make stuff up, right? Because you're being guided in each moment that you're in.
With a very gentle energy, which is so different than the frenetic kind of jagged energy of conditioning.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. No judgment. No, even if you don't do what is suggested, there are no hard feelings.
Exactly.
You know, there's that urging of grab the umbrella, and conditioning comes in and says, it's not going to rain. That's fine. Life doesn't argue and call you names for being stubborn and stupid, as conditioning will tend to do with us, right? But when we're standing in the downpour, we might remember that we had that information.
Yeah. In fact, that literal thing happened to me last week. I was about a mile from home, and the downpour came. And I remembered the umbrella thing actually happened. I laughed so hard that it was just, yeah.
And again, it's just a completely different world we're describing, isn't it? Because for conditioning, you knew better. You didn't do it. Not conditioning's never going to say, and you listened to me when I talked you out of picking that umbrella up, right? You knew better.
Yeah.
You didn't do it. This is your fault. Now you're reaping the consequences of that. But when we're present, it's delightful. Wow. I knew that. Uh-huh.
And yeah. Here I am, and soaked to the skin and laughing my head off because it's so much fun.
Exactly. Yes. Yeah. Everything is the same, only completely different.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Laura.
So we are 2 minutes away from the end of the show, Sherry. Shall I just read the assignment, or shall we try to get one more caller in?
Oh, let's try for one more caller.
Okay. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Linda from Alabama.
Hey, Linda.
Hey, how are y'all?
Good, you?
Surprised to be on the call.
Well, it sounds like Ashwini found an entire page of people that she hadn't seen before. So, yeah, so surprise, surprise. What's going on?
Well, I definitely love this assignment. I seem to live in urgency and too much to do, and so, as we were talking, I was kind of making notes about things to remember. But I didn't really have a chance to practice it before now. But here's what I want to talk about. I'm very excited to be on the call because in the middle of doing hearings from my home, and we got done at 11:05, and I haven't been getting on the calls, and it was like I had all these things to do, and I thought, no, I'm getting on the calls, but I just won't put myself in the queue because I haven't done the assignment, but I'm going to get on the call, and when I dialed it, I just automatically put myself in the queue because I have a commitment that every time I call, I put myself in the queue.
Good for
so,
you.
That is a cool thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, you can practice that assignment today. We're going to get another assignment. But you You can practice
I'm do them
two
both.
Assignments. Yep, there you go. There you go.
Yeah,
and
because I like.
And you know, Linda, the thing that occurs to me with that, you know, that urgent and too busy and too much going on and that sort of thing, that we can actually engage that intelligence animating us in supporting us by just doing all of those things that we know how to do. You know, you set the alarm or you see the color green or you write it on your hand or whatever it is that's going to bring you back. And you just take a breath and say something like, am I okay? And I can promise you, you're gonna get a feeling. Now, God knows what conditioning is going to say to you. But you're going to have a knowing in your heart that, yeah, you are. And you can relax into that knowing of support and care and nurturing. You can just relax into
that.
It, even if it's for a split second. And then conditioning comes right back in to try to rev you back up. But the next time it'll occur to you, you'll do the same process. And over time, just like that little snail going up the mountain, over time you become familiar with that process and you start looking for it. You start attending to that. That becomes more your experience than the urgency and the busy and too much to do.
I love it. And
yeah,
I'm
it'll
okay.
happen. I promise. I promise you. Yep.
Okay. I believe it.
Good. Good.
I'm going to record this and listen to it every day.
All right. There you go. There you go. And maybe, yeah, several times during the day. Just that, am I okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because,
I am.
You see, yeah, because you are. And the thing is, if you weren't, you wouldn't ask that question. That's our proof. You know, it's the equivalent of, am I here? Yeah, of course I am. If I weren't here, I couldn't have asked that question.
Right.
Magic.
Mm-hmm. Magical. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
Which brings us beautifully to our next assignment, as usual.
Good. What is it?
When we're unable to find tranquility within ourselves, it is useless to seek it elsewhere.
Mm.
It takes practice to see through this bamboozle we call the conditional, in which the con artist has convinced us that one process does or will lead to another. I feel peaceful when I am in a peaceful place, so I must spend my life finding places where I can find peace. In fact, what we attend to is what we have. We're either here, which is always peaceful, or we're attending to a conversation and conditioned mind, which is never peaceful. So today, find peace by turning attention away from the voices, turning attention to hear, and noticing how tranquility is ours for the receiving. Record and listen.
Wow. Tranquility is ours for the receiving. And you know, Ashwini, the thing that I want to underline for all of us with that is one split second at a time. It's, again, conditioning wants it to be this global thing. Well, you didn't spend all day in tranquility. No, probably not. One split second at a time. One turning of the attention. One right here. One thank you. That's how we're going up that mountain.
Yes, it's so related to the assignment. The snowflake, the snail, and this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think it's a message, don't you? I think we're receiving a message.
Yes, it is. Yes, we are. Okay, thanks, Sherry.
All right. Thank you, Ashwini. Thanks, everybody. Go happy.
Go happy.